Hey guys, it's JV. I just wanted to jump on here and say thank you so much for supporting the show. I know life is crazy for you. It's been crazy for us. You would think, oh, radio, it's easy. It's been a very difficult past few months, so we're going to take an early break. I wouldn't call it a vacation, but we're going to take a week off and just kind of recharge, and then we'll be right back. But again, I wanted to thank you for supporting us, and I wanted to ask you a favor. What you're about to hear is a best of. We just gathered a bunch of bits that we've done over the past, 6 months or so. Even if you've heard some of this, please download the podcast every day. We work in a business where numbers matter. So if you'll still down, even if you're like, wait, I've already heard this, can you still for the week download the podcast? It helps us. Also, if you can, while the show is normally on, stream it, jump on the iHeartRadio app or listen to it, helps us a lot. Love you. Thank you so much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. Yeah. The JV Show. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
On Natasha, speaking of her being too nice. So here's a little DM exchange. She got a message from someone.
Okay.
DM. It's from a female. I caught my boyfriend looking at your photos
and. Oh my God!
And
hold on, I need M-word. To process this. Hold on.
And M word.
No. Who? Oh my God.
So,
oh my God.
Then Natasha writes back, oh my God, I'm so sorry. If you would like me to block him, let me know his username. I will look it up right now and block him as soon as possible. And she says, well, it's okay. Honestly, I shouldn't have said anything to you. We're just going through a lot of ish, and it really irritated me. It's not your fault. Natasha goes, oh, well, I'm still really sorry if this hurt you. I totally understand how it would make you feel, especially if you guys are going through stuff. If you ever change your mind and you want me to bounce him out or block him, please just say the word. I got you. And the girl says, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate it. You don't have to be that nice about someone yanking it to the...
No.
That's why I love Natasha, because she is that nice, and that's so disgusting. I would not want anybody doing that to my... Which would never happen. I mean, but still, like...
What a weird scenario.
So weird.
And to tell someone, caught my man doing this to you.
And how did you catch him? Like, what picture was it? I have questions.
Yeah. Natasha caught me doing it to Graham's photo.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Makes sense.
And she messaged him back that we'd like to talk to him on the air about
well, Natasha, because she goes, well, I have to, she shared this with me last night, and I go, oh, we got to talk about it. She goes, which one do you want? I go, so this has happened before? She goes, yeah, there's one. I think it's related to your listeners. And there's one, though, I don't think it has anything to do with your listeners. There's been many similar situations. Yeah, one of our guy listeners going to Natasha's photos or video, and the lady walks in, and then she's hitting Natasha up. You really want to talk about that? Bring them on the air and embarrass the guy?
No, let's not embarrass them. I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to embarrass them, but...
Isn't that kind of weird to, like, hit up the girl? Like, guys, I mean, guys do this all the time to, like, videos or magazines. Nobody does magazines anymore. But, like, you don't ever go search the girl out online like, hey, I caught my guy. Like, it's just, that's kind of weird.
Because it's just material, to track down the material. And, again, if you're listening, if that's you, because some listeners have hit her up. We're not trying to judge you, but to track down the material. I'm going to go find the picture of the lady that was on that box.
I will. Wait, she was on? Okay.
No, I'm saying if a guy saw the cover of a blow-up doll, the blow-up doll doesn't look so good, but the lady does, and he's sitting there thinking about her.
I guess it is a little different if you're a listener, though, because you have a personal connection to Natasha. You know what I mean? So
that
is
one would,
but if it's a
bother
random person,
more.
I'm not going to go search out, like, XXX. Big bazookas on Instagram. You know,
is that a thing?
I don't know.
What would you have done if you caught your ex looking at Natasha's stuff and you walk in the room
and he's slapping the ham
and it's my wife? What does that sound like? I just got an ear visual of a ham getting slapped.
This is one of those things. Not supposed
bad
to
ham.
Grow on these.
That's a bad ham. We're having, Mom, what are we having tonight? Ham. Somebody first slap it. I don't want to get out of line.
Okay.
You're the counselor. What's the problem?
Slapping the ham.
This guy slaps ham all the time.
Every time we have a family get together.
Okay.
Why was it always just two? It's always just two. Yeah, trending.
What were we talking about?
No, but answer the question.
What?
What would you do if you came in and you saw
to Natasha?
Yeah.
I don't know who would be more mad at Natasha for being so hot.
You can't be mad at Natasha.
I blame her.
It would make things
that
awkward.
That would make it worse,
it
right?
It would make things awkward forever. And of course, you can't blame the girl because she did nothing wrong, you know? Yeah. But like, that's a whole
betrayal.
But you
betrayal. Would be like, oh, okay, so that's what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
Every
yes.
time we go hang out, is that what, you know?
It's the equivalent of a guy doing that to, like, you know, their girlfriend's friend. That's
right.
exactly what it is.
Right.
You know?
I wonder if anyone's caught that. I'm
positive.
Sure they have, but
did
yeah,
you catch all the time. That?
Oh yeah, my personal friend, yeah, had lots of material in the bedroom, and it was all of my wife.
It was all open to the pages that featured your wife.
For real, really, Graham. Really?
And you
I know. I remember that story.
With him.
Well, because it's like oh, whatever.
That's
it's
not
I
whatever.
I just didn't. I was like, really? I was confused. I was like, whoa, man, whoa. Why are you? Huh? Interesting. You know?
I feel like it would taint the
so
friendship.
Weird.
Like, I
Thank
would
you.
Never feel...
It did for
like,
a while.
We
it didn't, it was
like
weird
we
for a while.
Be friends, but I don't think we'd hang out in a group setting.
Did
I'd hang
guys,
out with them separately.
No, the person
I
would
bring,
say...
I wouldn't bring my wife.
Hey, you know, I'm going to go pick up some blah, blah, blah. Do you want some?
Some
go,
ham.
Yeah. Some ham.
I'm going to run down the store and get some ham. Do you want some?
Hey, I'm going to go slap some... I mean, pick up some ham. Yeah, anytime the person would say something, I go, yeah. Uh-huh.
Liar.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. I want to read a couple of tweets here really quick. Let me try to get to it. We're talking about deodorant. A lot of people no longer using deodorant. And why, Selena?
We don't know why, but it's a younger thing that it's a thing younger people are doing now.
Too cool for it.
Oh, too cool for deodorant. Queen Joey, female, she says, I switched over to men's deodorant because women's deodorant does nothing. I'd rather smell like a man all day than have the sweaty pits leaking like coconuts.
Ew.
Or coconut lime reeking pits, she said.
Oh, I think she's saying that women's deodorant smells kind of...
Oh, it does?
Light
I don't know.
And feminine.
I like it.
I'm the opposite. I told her I switched over to women's because mm-hmm. the men's, it just sounds like you're trying to cover up stink, but women's is flowery and nice. I do secret.
I love the way men's deodorant smells though, but I'm not going to wear
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
And then Raphael says, ew, even if I'm in a rush and forget to deodorize, I will make a stop at a store to buy some. Yeah, there's nothing worse than leaving the house. You're like,
oh, I hate
because
that.
I'm a sweater now. Like Selena said, I sweat. If I don't have it on, I'm like, oh, no. This is not going to be good. I have some here at the station, you guys know.
No,
yeah,
I know.
We all use it.
Because you use it.
Yeah, I put an extra stick in my car in case of emergencies, but if I forget that one and make it all the way up to the studio without applying, then I just steal yours, JB.
Well, who the hell are you guys to be using all my deodorant?
Well, it smells pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
It's secret.
That one's
right.
a secret spray right there.
It
See, it's nice,
if
right?
If it was a
it
stick,
is.
I yeah. wouldn't use your stick deodorant.
Well, I would hope not. Stay off my stick deodorant. This is where we go to Ask Reddit, where people are posting questions, and we answer them. Somebody posted, what is truly harder than it looks? I got to be honest. Well, I'll hold off on mine. I don't even know if I can talk about it on the air. I want to, though.
Well, okay.
Is it like an inappropriate thing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first? I want you to go first. I want to know what yours is.
I'll just say it. Okay. Because I'm just being honest, and it's me. Harder than it looks, honestly. Taking a stripper home, it is not easy.
Are
and
you kidding me?
People
Get
probably
out of here.
Think, oh,
what
you're
is
like,
so hard about that?
I could do it. No, it's not that easy.
Oh, you mean actually not. Getting her to
yes,
go home
to go
or
home
the
with
act
you.
Of going? Okay.
Yeah. It's tough. It's hard work.
That's your answer?
Yeah, what's yours? Why, you got one better?
No, I'm just saying, like, if Jesus were here, I'd be very disappointed in that answer.
Oh.
what's truly harder than it looks? I don't want this to come across wrong at all.
It will.
I know. God, now I don't want to say mine.
No, just let it fly.
I don't want it to come across wrong because we are so blessed and thankful to be doing what we do on the air. But a lot of people out there think that there's absolutely no work involved. And like, I've talked to people where it's like, I can do that. I can do that job.
Yeah.
And I'm
you just show up and talk.
Try.
Yeah.
Do it. Like, I haven't even perfected yet. I suck. I mess up everything.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You do.
That's it.
Graham, what about you?
Something that's truly harder than it looks, my butt. Okay, I talked about how you know, it's a little smaller than it might, you know, than I would like it to be, I guess.
Is that muscle or bone,
well, I guess I don't really care. See, but that's the thing. Everybody, the last few days, everybody's been messaging me, try this exercise, do this. You need to be doing your glutes 3 times a week. These people are telling me, like, I'm not going to go to the gym 3 times a week. JV, I'll let you feel it. It's pure muscle. It's not a big...
Feel it.
Let Selena feel it. Selena's felt mine. Selena's felt mine before. She goes, God, you got a hard butt for that bubble thing.
I don't think my wife
would
like...
Is this against the rules?
Just do it.
I don't think my wife would...
But someone needs to check
JV,
it out.
JV, just all right, feel it.
It's hard as a rock.
Take that.
JV.
Take that. Right. Put it in his hand.
I'm going to do a squeeze. Just punch it. No, I'm going to squeeze it.
Are you flexing? Are you flexing your butt?
Yeah, I'm flexing. It's all muscle.
Wait, don't flex. Is there any squish?
I had my hand like this, like a little.
JV, I know.
Describe my hand. It's
like you're grabbing a thimble. I know.
It's like if I were to grab one of those little powdered donuts, a little one, but using all my fingers. That's how much little muscle is in there.
Yeah. No,
it's hard, but
it's hard as a rock. It's pure muscle. It just doesn't stick out. I don't have a bubble butt.
You have like a, I don't know, you have like a child's ass. I don't want to say, because I've never grabbed.
That's so weird.
You know what I mean? But he's got like a kid's, it's not a butt.
It's
what
a
is
butt.
That?
It's just smaller than your average butt, but it is
so
muscle.
Small.
Everybody's telling me, work out, do this. You're not
Selena,
doing squats.
Don't grab
it's
it, but just like have him stand over there and squeeze like you did. Making
Will
a muscle
Kate
again?
Will Kate allow that, your wife?
No, she won't.
Really? So I can grab it, but she can't.
Right.
Interesting.
Maybe
just,
you should
I'm
do
I'm just
injections.
Assuming we've never had that conversation.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. On to this. The average person now gains 36 pounds in a long-term relationship. 36
Whoa.
Pounds from the relationship. I might have done it.
Give me my
JV,
trophy.
Give me my trophy.
No. You always say that about yourself. You do not look, I mean, I don't know how much you weigh or how much you weighed before, but you don't look like you've gained anything.
You've got to see me naked.
You don't want to
do
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Show Graham.
All right, I'm ready.
I've definitely done some gaining. It says we gained 17 of those 36 pounds in the first year. Men gain more in the first year. They do 22 pounds.
Whoa.
Women gain 13. Graham, you probably have actually lost since your marriage.
No, I've definitely gained since
muscle.
My marriage. Well, because you know, I think a lot of it is that we go out to dinner, and my
I was
wife
get to the reasons, yeah.
won't finish, you know, her plate, and I have a thing. I can't leave food on the plate. I have to finish everything. That's just the way I grew up. So then I have to finish her plate and mine. It's
but then you immediately go to the gym, so you're not like gaining weight.
I definitely weigh more now than probably I did. You know, pre
marriage. And if
marriage,
I was your
not
wife,
some huge amount.
I'd be mad that you're eating the food I want to take home and save for later.
My wife despises leftovers for
she
some
does.
Reason. So
okay.
I eat all the
Works
leftovers
out.
In our house, which is great. I love leftovers.
So reasons for gaining the weight. 42% said it's going out to dinner together. 64% say it's because they felt like they could relax on their diet now that they didn't have to go out on other dates. That's the thing, Graham.
Yeah.
You've got your lady. Why are you still trying to be Hercules? This is where you should sit back, put on the pounds, and go,
just
yeah.
be fat.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's another one of those things. It just
But like, whose attention are you trying to get when you're out without your wife?
Yeah. Why do you need to look so good?
I want to be able to strut poolside and peacock a little bit.
For
and
who?
Show everybody who's boss.
For who?
Who's boss? You probably are that D-bag that wants to show who's the pool boss. Anything gets out
it's
of
him.
Line here.
Okay,
the
try
pool
me.
Boss.
Come into the deep end. I'll dunk you right now.
34%. 34% say it's cooking together.
Who does that?
No, definitely
no
not in my
that.
House.
Well, that could,
and
know,
drinking.
That's some of my well, drinking. Yeah,
yes.
But that's some at my house too. It's you know we make meals together, and then there's way more food than you. It's kind of hard to cook for just two people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have a son, but he doesn't eat that much. So when you make this big meal, most meals serve 5-6 people. So you have all this food,
and your
I just
wife
keep,
despises leftovers.
And she won't eat the leftovers. So I
despise
keep,
these.
I eat until there's just enough for my lunch tomorrow, and now I've eaten way too much dinner.
Selena, what about you? In a relationship, will you put on the weight, like all happy and in love?
Yeah, because I feel like I don't need to like try to look good for anybody else, unlike Graham here.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't. I kind of
don't. You don't need to be a pool boss.
Peacocking by the pool. Come on.
Peacocking. I can see him with his feathers out. God damn it, I'm the king of this
chest
pool.
Out and strut back and forth.
I don't want to say let myself go, but you get comfortable when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you just lay around, watch movies together, drink some wine, order, you know, whatever from DoorDash. And
yeah. And my baby
life.
Says that to me. She goes, I don't want, no, because I said, I got to get back to the gym. I got to get in shape. She goes, just be happy. aren't you happy? Just like, we're together, we're hanging. How would you like some ice cream?
I would love some, Mom.
Dang, that does sound nice. That does sound nice. I would like to be happy, too.
I think I've only gained 35 pounds. I got another two to go before
this. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah, 37 here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. The JV Show. All right, so this is going to upset you. They want to change the ABC song.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's a website called dreamenglish.com that posts educational songs for kids, and they have done it. They've already changed the alphabet song, and they feel like all teachers and everyone should, because this way that you're about to hear is much easier for kids to learn the song. But as you hear it, you're going to be like, hold on. You're going to want to swear. You ready?
Yes.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
And what do you usually do there?
I J K
L M N O P. That's not what's going to happen.
I J K L M N O P Q.
No, you don't.
I'll fight you.
I feel like kids have been fine with the regular ABCs forever, and we learned it just fine. Thank you very much. Why?
Doesn't it just tear you up?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so we won't interrupt. Well, let's do it again.
B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
No, you don't.
No, spit it out. No, yeah, finish it.
L-M-N-O-P. L-M-N-O-P.
The other thing, as a parent, like when you have a kid that's learning the ABCs and they want to sing it over and over and over, this is just extending it. Like
L-M-N.
It's like a five-minute song now.
O P Q R S T U.
No,
I didn't do it that way.
And then they still do something a little weird towards the end. And if you're gonna do it here, why don't you just leave our L M N O P?
Right. Don't mess with L M N O.
I hate this.
V W X Y Z.
Oh no.
What the hell?
Why did V get highlighted so much there?
V. Yeah. V. That's the thing. That's what hit me too. Why is that sitting on its own? You're doing something weird. Then just leave it the way it was.
There's no kid out there that's going to be able to learn. There's no adult that's going to be able to learn this and then teach this to their, to their kid. The cadence is all wrong.
We can't even remember it like
this.
All right, from beginning to end, we'll just play the whole thing one more time. You're just tuning in. They want you to teach your kids the ABCs like this.
B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
No.
Now I don't know my ABCs.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, good morning. It is the JV Show. I am JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
What do you want to talk about, Selena?
So there is a guy who says he's a futurist.
A futurist.
Oh. Yep, he can predict things. He just, thinks he knows how things are going to be in the future. Maybe he does know. I don't know.
I think I've heard of this before. It's called a psychic.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, but
Predicts things in the future?
Yeah, but he's not doing like psychic readings for people. Like he says that in 20 years, pizza is going to be totally different.
Okay.
Like the dough is going to be made using crushed up insects. We're going to have lab grown meat on top of there.
Time out. Why is there a shortage of dough? Why is that going to be of insects?
I guess.
That's just killing animals for no reason.
I guess what I would think is that it's going to be harder for farmers, if climate change would be harder for farmers to grow all the wheat or whatever you need to make the dough. Mm-hmm. And insects, they've been exploring, like, they make, like, cricket flour, for example, you can cook with, and it's high in protein.
Can I ask you something?
It's a renewable, it's very easy to have more crickets.
To do this, are we just dumping buckets of crickets into...
like a big grinder?
Yeah.
Yes.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yummy.
That's gross.
Yummy.
So yeah, the meat's gonna be lab grown. The cheese, he said it's just gonna be cheese, but it's gonna be charred.
Because if he's messing with my cheese, I'm out.
Yeah.
But he said it's gonna be charred by lasers. It's gonna be all futuristic. And to top it all off, the pizza, it's not gonna be cooked, baked in an oven. It'll be printed out by a robot chef. Do you think like you would be able to make the transition to this kind of pizza in 20 years? Or would you just give up on pizza altogether if this is what it's going to be?
I think I'll do it if that's where everyone's going. I think all of this is possible except the robot. I don't think a robot's going to serve it to us.
Well, it'll probably be made by a 3D food printer. You know, it'll print out the cricket dough and it'll get zapped by a laser and cooked and like you'll have a pizza in like 2 seconds.
I'm just imagining like who's at the cash register, that's a robot?
Yeah, the robot's going to be flipping the dough up in the air and spinning it around real authentic.
He's just punching crickets.
Yeah, just smashing crickets with his little robot fist. And then he makes the dough and he spins it up just like
he's got one fist on the crickets and his other hand is spinning that dough in the air. And he's like throwing cheese on there. I like it.
I mean, there's going to be a definite change in how all these food in the future. The one thing that won't change, though, is our sense of taste. So if it doesn't taste good, it's not going to work. They'll always figure out a way to make stuff taste
good. I'm not going to eat this bug pizza. I think I might just give up pizza.
Really? You'll be done with it?
If it comes to this, I'm not going to eat
that. So you'd rather go have a bug hamburger?
No, I
they're
going to
have
that
the same thing.
Not eating that stuff. I'll go vegan or something. I'll be vegan. There, I can't eat bugs.
I think that this is vegan, right? That's
not I think bugs are sort of a debated issue amongst.
You think there's a split in the vegan community? Do you think there are some eating bugs and then the other ones are judging them?
Oh, yeah.
There's no one more judgmental than a veganist.
Whoa! You can't say that on the air.
Started a war on this Friday. Go ahead. Call me up, buddy.
We just won't answer.
Yeah, go ahead, call. And we'll let it ring. I like that one, Selena.
Uh-huh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, what's going on? It's the JV Show. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
Yeah, I found an article yesterday about something maybe you've noticed before and kind of wondered why it's that way. People posted something about why toilet seats are U-shaped in public bathrooms and not at home. At home, your toilet seat goes all the way around.
That's true.
Why is every public restroom...
Has a horseshoe.
Has a horseshoe-shaped toilet seat. Selena, Natasha, any guesses as to why that is?
I think it's because when you go, you dribble sometimes, and they don't want it on the main part because then you sit on it, and then you'll slide.
Okay. You'll slide.
You imagine going sliding off like it's a water slide.
There's so much you just slid all the way to the back.
One after another after another.
And that flush handle like hit you in the ribs. Oh, God.
Turns into a slip and slide.
Yeah.
The answer is sort of threefold, and that is part of it.
It's
one less area where things could splash. It doesn't mention anything about slipping and falling off the seat after that. I think it's more of a hygiene issue at that point. But there are two other reasons they list.
Does that have to do with accommodating people of like different sizes?
No.
Nope. Ah! I don't know.
I like that one though. I'll just set this between.
Yep. Oh, thank you. Man.
I'd rather set this on some cold porcelain.
Yeah.
I'm glad they got this opening for me.
Is it so it's a better chance to make it in the hole instead of the floor?
If your aim is that bad, I don't think you should be using a public
better
restroom.
Better chance. What is it, Graham? We got to get down.
Basically they want to give you it is sort of to the joke answer that you said there, JV, it is to give you, they say, a little more breathing room to avoid touching the seat with any of your private parts. So, yeah, you get a little more breathing room there. Oh. But mainly it is to make it easier for women to wipe without coming in contact with the toilet seat.
That's the wipe room?
I hate that because sometimes you have to look to just make sure.
Yeah.
And then when you're looking and your hair touches.
Wait, you're what?
You wait, guys wait, are wait,
like,
what?
Or like if you're going.
You guys are looking like this? What? Wait.
What the hell?
Sometimes I gotta look just to make sure everything's clean and I'm not. Everything's making it in place. Yeah, because I don't sit on the toilet. I have to, in public restrooms,
squat. So you're standing up above it and then you're bent over looking.
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't look.
God, like, take a mirror or something. By the way, I was going to put a note on this bathroom door. I'm working on something.
Okay,
I don't know if this works. Read it.
Is it possible to not use the jock bathroom close to Star and Wild for number 2? There's a bigger public bathroom down the hall. Thank you.
Because someone from one of the stations we didn't mention keeps coming down here. Destroying this
destroys
bathroom.
Destroys an understatement.
Is this okay to put up there?
Maybe
like they're There's a bathroom next to their studio down there that you guys could be using.
I think you have to just say number one only, because if you...
Don't. I can't write the number
or two. Or just take Wild out of that. That way you think it's the other station.
Yes.
Yeah. But I want them to know that we're all down here. We want to just tinkle and get back on the air. That's what I'm trying to express. Like, go to a public bathroom if you got to do all that business. And yesterday, really quick, folks listening. Yesterday, someone came in there and did something that I didn't know a human being could do.
It defied the laws of physics.
Jamie said they must have went in there sideways because it was just everywhere.
It was sideways. Oh, yes.
It was like the magic bullet that hit JFK. It must have turned midair.
Yeah, how? Ew. How could anyone?
At a 90-degree angle.
You have to go that bad that you come in flying sideways?
Well, maybe the seat was a little wet and they slipped off mid-thing. That's how it happened.
They're not sitting on the toilet. They're squatting. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Even still.
By the way, I'm sure I lost a friend yesterday. So we all went to the bathroom during the show, and each one of us was like, I don't even want to be in there because if I'm seen coming out, the next person will be like, what did you do in there?
Yeah, I don't want to. Nobody wants to get blamed for that.
So I went in, and I was like, you know what? I'm not using it. But at the very end of the show, I just had to tinkle. I'm like, I'm going to go in there and just come right out. Well, the guy who cleans the toilets, he was like 5 feet away, and I was like, hey, he goes, and I said, do you need to go in there? He goes, no, you go first. So I went in, and I went really quick, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God. So I was going to run back out and go, hey, I didn't do that.
that wasn't me. I swear.
He was already gone. Oh. I couldn't find him. So when he came back, he was like, what a jerk.
Look what Jamie left for me.
You knew I was about to clean that, and that's what you do to it?
That makes you seem more guilty, though, when you say, oh, I didn't do it.
Anytime I know, there's no win. That. There's no win in it.
You know, I have rubber gloves over there. You guys can
No, that's not our job.
We're not cleaning
job.
It.
At our job. Didn't you feel bad saying that? That it is someone?
You should have gone
someone
in.
Someone had to do the
he
tornado?
He deserves like a huge holiday
that's
gift.
That's what, Jamie, you should have walked back in and put a 20 on the toilet and walked out.
Then he looks guilty.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Because
I walk over to him and stuff a 20 in his pocket.
There you go.
Then I'm for sure guilty.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't me, but I'm sorry.
It was somebody, and they're very sorry, I'm sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. All right, so a female singer is now the new Guinness World Record holder for delivering the lowest note.
Hello, my name is Helen Lihey. I'm a musician. I'm 31 years old, and today I'm going to attempt to break a world record.
By the way, I think she's already winner for the best unibrow. It's sharp. It's good.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Just kidding, kind of.
The lowest vocal note by a female.
Now, she works her way through it. They give her a piano note. Ding! And then she's going to start high and then get lower and then attempt the record. Lower. And lower. On a female, that is good.
What?
Yeah. She beat the record. Let me do mine really quick, and then you can hear it again, and you'll know how to start high and bring down.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Wow.
All right, Selena.
Okay. Let me stand up for this.
Sorry. Okay. Now you're lowest. Now.
That almost sounded deeper than the.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know if it was singing
like,
per se.
You might have beat her.
That was deep.
It's weird when the lower you go, the lower your chin goes, and the bigger double chin you get. It's really weird.
So do the lowest again.
Ooh. You got so that face is so creepy.
That is not a double chin. You got four. Why did you tuck your head in like that?
I don't know. you have to go that low.
All right, Graham, the deep one. I think Selena's was deeper.
Yeah. It was.
You sound like you're just burping.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, what's up? The JV Show. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Let me get this commercial here. We've been playing a commercial by One Medical. By the way, I love them. Do you guys use them?
I don't, but I've heard really good things.
Oh, they're the best. They have the best doctors. If you need to get in like today, you can go in. They have like the best, most qualified doctors.
They have the best commercials too.
Yes. And they give a good proctology. Now, we've been playing this commercial. I figured we're no medical one doctors, but we'll take a stab at a couple of these questions by patients.
Why is my nipple so itchy?
Selena?
Eczema.
Yep. I was going to go poison ivy, Graham.
Yeah, I was going to say poison oak. It could just be your common heat rash.
Yeah.
No. It's pretty hot in the bra.
Sometimes, can you get a little sweat in the bra?
Oh, all the time. Every day.
You betcha.
Who doesn't?
Okay, so we got that one. All right, to the next one.
How much drinking is too much drinking?
You guys are alcoholics. Take that one.
Oh, you can never have too much, in my opinion.
I would just take whatever Selena drinks and cut it in half, and that is too much drinking.
Oh, okay. I think that's good. That's good. And then let's go with this one.
Can dudes get yeast infections?
I have no idea. I, as your professional, would say no.
The answer's yes.
No!
Come on.
It's yes.
Dudes?
It's yes. I have a buddy. This isn't one of those stories.
It's about yourself.
And this isn't one of those stories. It's about yourself.
Yeah.
I actually have a buddy.
No one
Good call,
you.
Selena. This friend of mine got one.
I swear.
Why? You know what? When you go into one medical, you can just be honest. You don't have to say,
Doc, I've got a friend.
They don't judge.
Who might have a.
That's what I like about them.
Easter.
And you can do that here as well with us.
This
Graham,
is not,
you don't have to do it under the disguise of a buddy.
This is not a safe space. So I had this buddy.
Uh-huh.
It actually happened to him. He picked it up from a lady.
Wait, that could happen?
I'm pretty sure you can have some skin-to-skin transfer on this thing.
You can?
Yeah, and he was like kind of beside himself because he didn't know what it was. And... He thought you're running through the litany of different STDs it could be. And he's like, it doesn't look like that. I don't know what it is. And he went to the doctor. They told him just rub some Monistat on it.
They did not.
I swear.
They did not.
I swear.
That's for ladies, right?
Yeah, it's for. That's
Monistat,
for,
I think, isn't it?
It's for the yeast.
No, yeah, it is. It's for Easter Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so this friend of yours.
He's an actual friend.
He's just going around telling everybody
I'll keep that to myself.
Exactly. Wouldn't you be embarrassed? That's how we know it's you.
Yeah, but
how
I think I think he was so relieved that it wasn't, like a serious STD or something that, he could have a good laugh about it afterwards.
So how do you go to the pharmacy and get your Monistat as a guy?
You just probably say it's for your girlfriend. Like, it ain't for me. It's for our friend.
I also get my birth control pills, please.
Please pick some up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, what's going on? It is the JV Show. Happy Thursday. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
All right, Selena, what do you got?
All right, so this woman in Indiana, she got caught after stealing another woman's dentures, and she was actually wearing them like around town. So the girl who has missing teeth, she's like, what the heck? So she files a police report. She said even her own like probation officer, I'm sorry, the girl who stole them, her probation officer was like, there's something different about her. Like the teeth look like they don't belong in her mouth. So so they did a lot of investigating. They went to her home and sure enough, there were the dentures and they knew they were stolen because it had the original owners written on her name written on the inside of it.
They do? They write your name?
You're supposed to sign your dentures?
Yeah, like when you go to school, put the name in your jacket on the tag.
They might end up in the lost and found. You never know.
Right.
It worked. She needed that. So I wanted to ask you, if you, for whatever reason, lost your teeth and you needed dentures but couldn't afford them, they're really expensive, I hear, would you settle for wearing a stranger's teeth?
No.
What if they had a really nice smile,
You'd rather have no teeth than a stranger's teeth?
I'll take a stranger's
Me
smile.
Me too.
I don't think so. Plus, they're not formed to fit your mouth anyway, right?
Well, they're going to be
a little
uncomfortable,
or whatever,
but
maybe a little tight,
a little extra poly dent. They'll stick right on there.
Why can't you just go get some of those Halloween Dracula teeth?
That's
a dentist should do that. They should go, your teeth arrived.
Here's your temporary set until your permanent ones come in.
I don't think I could do that. The thought of like someone's mouth just, they had been sucking on them for years.
What if you dunk them in bleach first?
Still.
I
just don't know. Wait, what's worse? Someone has used underwear. I mean, they've used their underwear for a year and then you have to wear them. Or someone's dentures.
I'm doing the
dentures.
I'll take the dentures.
Really?
No.
What's
wait,
in
no,
the mouth?
I'm taking the underwear.
What is in the mouth?
You'd
all
rather
the
do
gross,
the underwear?
Stinky, nasty.
That's exactly what's in the underwear. And you're going to put that on?
But at least it's not.
I feel
in
like
my
I'm
mouth.
Catching
at
something.
At least I'm
out.
Not
yeah.
tasting it.
Yeah, there's going to be. I don't care how many times you clean it. There's going to be a battery like sting every time you put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like a.
I'll take that.
All right, what do you got, Graham?
All right, a woman in Calgary said she recently started dating a new guy. They just became official, and she planned what she thought would be a really fun outing for them, plus his parents, who she was meeting for the first time, and she took them all to this local air show. She said the day went great, lots of fun, except right when they were leaving, she had to stop to use a porta potty to go to the bathroom, and just after she sat down inside, she said this huge gust of wind came up, and it knocked the whole thing over.
Oh.
The entire contents of the porta potty were dumped.
Oh.
All over her back. She said she went home and took a 2-hour shower. But if you had recently started dating someone and this happened to them, would you just break up with them? There's no way they could ever wash that off.
I thought, you know, couples have to get through a lot of ish together.
Yeah, this is what they mean.
The good and the bad
this
ish.
This is not what they mean.
I thought it was.
Yeah, I think at that point, once it goes over and you know it's been spilled, hey, we know how she's going to come out of there. Let's just get in the car and go.
It's been, yeah. It's
That's
been
a good
fun.
Reason to ghost, honestly.
There's plenty of other fish in the sea.
Yeah. A lot of people get ghosted and there's no explanation.
Yeah.
I think you know
this
why.
Is a good
you
reason.
Were covered in
blood. Right. You were buried in a porta
potty. Yeah, if it's a brand new relationship, then yeah. If it's somebody I've been with, I'm not going to leave him over that. But
are you going to help clean them?
That, no.
No.
And on hell no.
But on a side note, be careful on a windy day.
Yeah.
A porta potty that's not anchored down somehow, which I don't think any of them are.
What does the lady ask for? Like,
can you get a napkin?
Help. I don't even know what you do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. What's going on, the JV Show? Woo! Happy Tuesday. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham. Guys, I just saw the best gift idea. Any man in your life, this is going to be the new go-to gift.
Why just for guys?
Well, because it's called the Testacuzzi. And basically, it's a mini jacuzzi for your... You know,
wait to heat them up. What? I thought guys wanted to always cool them down because they were always sweaty.
Right.
Yeah. Do they got a freezer koozie?
There is.
Test the freeze.
There is a little science behind wanting to keep those things at an optimal temperature. But apparently, if you really want to relax and unwind.
Well, my right one, yeah.
Yeah. You can let
my left one would prefer
a
freezer.
Do they split?
It can, a little.
Yeah. Well, they have their own kind of.
Really depends.
They have their own area.
Coming out of the jacuzzi? Yeah.
I thought I would have known these things.
One can stay in the jacuzzi. The other one can head back to bed with me.
The Testacuzzi, it's not a gag gift, the website
it's
says.
It's not.
Nope. It's a real product that they said can really help you unwind. Some of the features include the fact that it's ergonomically cast for comfort. It's got an ultra-soft silicone headrest. It's sealed watertight, and it emits relaxing air bubbles while your little guys are in there bubbling around. And it's battery-powered, so you can take this thing anywhere, JV.
Sealed watertight?
Wait, so
yeah, you kind of
close the
do
lid
you,
on
like,
it?
Just dip them in and like
and then close the
it?
Lid?
Yeah, you kind of
you
drop them in and
who's I think, got something like that?
Well, I think you drop the whole your whole business into the thing.
Wait, all of
just,
it?
Just, yeah, and then just your
why
testacuzzis are bubbling around in there.
Why do you need this?
Well, to relax and unwind. What do you do on long car rides? Imagine
listen to the radio.
Ew,
I like to listen to the radio, not you know, have my family worried about what I'm shoving into an ice chest.
Imagine if you could have a miniature jacuzzi.
I would never.
Why
I mean,
not?
It makes no sense.
It kind of sounds nice. Like, who wouldn't want to be warm and you know, that sounds like a nice sensation.
There's no guy that wants this unless you're the solo guy. So you would like this. You'd like it to put your...
Doesn't it sound relaxing?
Oh, yeah. He did
it's
that.
Kind of, it's kind of just bubbling and you just sit back and relax.
Selena.
Yes.
You're going to love this. You ready,
okay,
Selena?
Yes.
A new report claims that female employees at Ernst & Young Seminar were advised on how to dress and act around their male colleagues.
Shut up. Are you serious?
The training called Power, Presence, Purpose, or PPP, took place in Hoboken, New Jersey. The section about a woman's appearance noted that they needed to be polished and have a good haircut, manicured nails, well-acute attire that complements your body type.
Okay, and first of all, what about the guys? What do the guys have to do?
There wasn't
nothing.
Much on that.
Oh, great. No, oh, awesome. So the girls have to dress to our body. Who wrote this?
The women were told.
Is that illegal?
It was at some company function. The women were told, don't flaunt your body. Sexuality scrambles the mind.
Oh, really? So guys can't control their minds.
If you can just hear our minds going,
oh,
we have trouble focusing.
It also stressed the importance of women being able to signal fitness and wellness. Make sure you're signaling fitness and wellness.
Yeah, you want to look healthy.
If you dress properly and act properly, that's the signal you'll give
but
us guys.
Guys could walk around with their stomachs hanging out of their business pants. Like, come on.
Yeah. Easy.
Women were also told if they want men to take them seriously, don't show skin.
Shut up! What year is this? They could sue over something like this, right? This is their company?
I would think
I would sue.
These ladies would. This has been leaked out. Several ladies compiled this. They're like, these are all the things that we were told. Participants were also given, this is crazy, this goes back to the 50s, participants were given a masculine feminine score sheet, and they asked everyone to rate masculine and feminine characteristics, and here's what they came up with. Men characteristics included acts as a leader, ambitious, analytical, has leadership abilities, strong personality, willing to take a stand. Here's what they came up with for women. Gullible.
Are you
kidding? Wow.
Childlike.
Jeez.
There are some good ones. Cheerful.
Oh, that's nice.
Affectionate.
Oh, yeah.
Loves children.
Oh, that nurturing.
Oh, nice. My God. This is so
crazy.
Sexist.
According to one attendee, they were told, quote, women's brains absorb information like pancake soak up syrup.
They did not.
So it's hard for them to focus, but guys' brains are more like a waffle. It's got like a little square section. The information goes right into the brain.
Oh, we can store it easier.
It's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
Who would say this?
There has to be a lawsuit. That's not okay.
Like, I would think it's coming soon.
Well, is the guy teaching this seminar like in his 90s? What does he want the women in the company to churn their own butter before they come into work?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
They probably just never got around to like updating the handbook.
I was like,
you know?
Is this the follow-up to Wolf of Wall Street?
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the base number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Graham's got a few things to talk about. Let's start it, buddy.
All right, we all love our plush, soft toilet paper, but according to new research, it's really bad for the environment. In order to make that really soft stuff, you have to use pulp from freshly cut down trees. So essentially, you're cutting down a whole bunch of trees every time you buy that big, giant Costco pack of
one tree
paper.
Per tissue, I heard.
We have one per
takes
square.
An entire, yeah, per square.
Sustainability experts advise that you switch to toilet paper that's made from recycled products. And the only problem is that it's a little more expensive and it's rougher and scratchier.
Oh.
Would you guys make the switch to this more uncomfortable TP to help save the planet?
Yeah, I don't mind. I know people really need a soft one. Every once in a while you go pick up something somewhere or you go to a gas station and they're like, yeah, go to the back. It's the hardest, most scratchiest stuff.
You don't mind that?
I could deal with it.
No,
I cannot.
Not, you can on a one-off, on a one-time basis, but not
every
at a
time.
Regular, not day in and day out.
Yeah, start getting chafed, huh? Red.
probably worse.
Oh, that's what happened to all those the baboons that have the red ass.
Is that why?
Yes, it's that scratchy paper.
They only get the single ply.
That thing is swollen and hurting. What's going on? Toilet paper. Well, look, I have another idea. Reusable cloth.
Shut up. Leave. Go home.
For the entire staff. It says iHeartMedia on it.
And then you just wring it out and hang it back up.
Yes.
I like it.
If you really want to save the environment.
If you're a true environmentalist, that's
what
you should
do. Right, then you'll have the company rag. Hey, where's the
that's
company?
So disgusting.
Where's the company rag?
Well, someone's got it up on the fifth floor again. How long do I gotta wait?
Selena, can you run up to the fifth floor and get the company rag?
Do we at least get different ones for like every radio station in this building?
No, the company.
We have to
He just
share?
Said you have You have to run up to the fifth floor to get it.
Yeah.
God. No, I'm not about that life.
You have to like sit next to the stall to someone. Throw over the.
Just tapping. Just tapping your foot.
Hand like, over.
Hey, I wrapped this up a little while ago over there, guy. I'm ready.
Tapping your foot. Can't you tell what I'm waiting for?
It's time. Send it over.
You guys are going to love this piece of audio. There's two pieces of audio we need to do. First, though, have you guys heard about everyone on Twitter that... So if you have Siri on your phone, it will call you by your name, but a bunch of people on Twitter are typing in these different things to make Siri say these names. You ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Again, because of what someone typed in, this is Siri calling this person by their name.
You would like me to call you.
How do you spell that?
No, there's no way. Is that real?
It's real.
I love that.
Oh my God. How do you spell something like
that? That's why you need to be on Twitter, Selena.
How did they get Siri so breathy there?
They put in a bunch of H's and all these different, like several H's.
I love that.
Here's another one.
You asked me to call you a hole here. Oh yeah, ha ha. A hole ha. Yeah, ha 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 ha. You.
We need to try this.
That's really good.
I'm crying.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
There is a rap group out of England. The two main guys, they're Pete and Boz. They're getting very popular for a couple of reasons. One, they're senior citizens deep in their into their 70s.
Love it already.
I'm excited.
And two, they're actually pretty good.
What?
Yes.
We're going to listen to these senior citizens. They've added a couple of other old guys. Everyone looks easy 70s, 80s in this. Their latest song, Window Frame, is about to hit a million views.
Oh my God.
I don't want to hear another word from your mouth, and I came to collect this paper. Made so many bets on the iPhone, I used up all of my 4G data. Out with a wife in spoons, and I just put a fork in a mouthy waiter. Knock a man out in an Uber, I'm the new Charlie Slater.
You don't want to come round here, got samurai swords and a blacktop beamer. I got your wife in the kitchen, bent down screaming, BKJ.
Okay, I got your wife bent down in the kitchen, you're 78 years old.
What? Is that it's Charlie so Slater? Good. That guy's good.
Yes. Again, obviously, these guys are from the UK, that's why they have the accents.
You don't want to war with this one, Patrick might just gouge your eyes. And like I said before, I'm with your wife in the kitchen pounding thighs.
Okay, what oh is my wife God. In the kitchen pounding? Come on.
he said thighs, though. He's making chicken. Old people
obviously
love, you know,
oh,
you
that thing
pound
hit it.
Chicken, good, you good, thin good out the chicken yeah breast okay or the thigh, and then you fry it.
Couple of senior citizen hip-hop artists. At least it's not all about, like, money and stuff.
Money, yeah. Cash, baby, do the math.
Oh,
heavy stacks. I keep a mission to change.
Yes!
And I'm on my shift like God. I'm pull out the quiff and I boot this morning. And I'm up till 5 in the morning. Sunrise caps on a top like car.
Take it easy. You're not up till 5 in the morning. Maybe 7 p.m.
Maybe.
Right. You're up till maybe 8 p.m. Right after Jeopardy, though. You know you're tired.
Yeah.
I love this. These guys are
good. These guys are amazing.
This is better than most rappers out right now.
I would agree.
Pull out the Pyrex glass, pull out the empty, ooh, turn and dash.
Oh.
I like to whip white with mash. Any black girl or white, I smash.
Oh. What's your, wait.
Any white, black, or girl, I smash. Now, how are you going to clean that one up? That has nothing to do with chicken.
Right. Well, he started the opening of that verse, pull out the Pyrex dish. He's doing some baking. He's making a casserole, JV.
You mean in this part right here?
Yes.
Okay, let's.
He gets out his Pyrex.
Pull out the Pyrex glass, pull out the egg beater and dash. I like to whip white with mash. Any black girl or white, I smash.
I don't know how you.
Yeah.
He's whipping it in a mash. He's making mashed potatoes in a casserole
he's
dish.
He's having a
JV
dinner party. A
lot of mashing and smashing going
right
on.
Right.
And a mic went down for a long when a young man never said names. I got big toes and I got big cars and I got big chains. Gold, one in each finger, hands on a weird little range. You don't want to come around here, get put through the window frame.
Oh, you don't want to come out around here, I'll put you through the window frame.
Jay-Z needs to sign these guys before their time is up.
Yeah, for them
like,
to already.
He needs to get on this.
Time is up.
Quick. Do it quick. But they're heading up towards a million views, and they're making videos and stuff. It's kind of cool,
right? That's so cool.
I love it. I hope they go out on tour. I mean,
that'd be amazing.
You obviously can't perform at 10 o'clock at night because they'll be too tired.
Be a daytime concert.
Yeah, yeah, daytime shows.
They're probably the same age now. They could do the Beastie Boys, the two guys that are still touring. About the same age, right?
Right.
They join the Backstreet Boys.
They're not that old, but.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9 is number one in music station. The JV Show. Married at First Sight. I was watching it last night.
Oh, and, my God. Come on, guys.
Can you just be done with that?
No. It's one of my many shows, man. These people have been together, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks. They're married. It's the first time that they've had sex. And the guy during it said, I love you.
Well, shouldn't he? God. They're married.
No. And I go, come on. Yeah. And my wife was like, what? What's wrong with that? I go, what's wrong with that? Earlier in the day, they were yelling at each other. They don't even know one another. And the lady is livid. She goes, where were you for 2 hours? And he's like, this is what marriage is like?
Yes, that is what it's like.
Yeah, it is, to answer your question. And they just got done arguing. You don't know if it's a television show. There's production around. They're like having you record things like, okay, now sit down at the table. You've been together 4 days or something like that. First time making love, for you to get all emotional and go, I love you. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Why would you, is for Selena, would you freak out and go, I'm done.
Yes.
Yeah, a guy for the first time you guys hooking up says I love you.
Yes, that's weird.
What it's if you were thinking the
I'd be
same
so creeped
thing?
Out. You like, don't.
I do love him.
No. After a couple days?
Yeah. I think it's maybe 4 days.
I think it probably just slipped out. Like, he probably didn't mean it.
No. You know what I mean? He's got emotional or something?
Well, no, I mean, he's probably said that in the past, you know, in past relationships during that moment. And
see,
then
that
just,
would make me question everything. Like, are you thinking of somebody else during this time? Like, maybe an ex or something?
Yeah. I love you, Margaret. Who?
Also, it makes me feel like you're really, like, you act on your emotions, which isn't good sometimes.
Right.
You know, you don't
For
think
you to
things
say
through.
I love you that soon, it's just,
red flag.
All right. And she was all happy, though. She was ready to go to the camera. He said he loved me last night. I would be more like,
slow your roll.
He said he loved me last night. Creepy. What do you got, Selena?
I saw something on Instagram about some 21-year-old who was hanging out with his grandma. And, you know, his grandma wanted some nice warm socks for her cold feet. So,
she could do the Tuesday. And cowboy boogie.
No, her feet were cold. So she goes into his sock drawer. She got some, and then she went to go lay down. So the guy later, he goes to his sock drawer and realized, you know, you know those that certain kind of toy that guys will have sometimes? They're shaped like flashlights.
Oh.
He had those in his sock drawer. And like two
she
of them.
She didn't put those on her feet. I don't think your foot's supposed to fit in those.
Oh, do you want to see the picture?
Yes.
His granny.
There's a picture?
His granny thought that they were socks. And
I really swear to God, I don't know much about these, but I would imagine it would be.
From what I understood.
She went to go put them on.
Like there's a toe on him? Can I see?
There's no. She didn't think there's a pair of rubber socks. Come on.
She said that they were really warm.
That's real.
So he got a photo first?
Yes. So he
Granny, where's my silicone socks?
Yeah, so Granny's got him on her feet, and he said that he had to like tell her what they really were for. And then, you know,
he tells her, pull
them off. Yes, that's my question. Like, would you admit to sweet old Granny what those actually were for? Like he did?
No, you don't say it.
Never. You let her wear those down to the 99-cent store if she wants to wear them.
She'll wear them down to the pool.
Go out all day, Granny. Will just keep wearing them.
But does it? Like her toes are about to come out the other end, right?
I don't know. I mean, it looks pretty, thick.
They're kind of elephant trunky. Like, aren't they opened?
Yeah, no, it's closed.
Oh, it's closed.
Yeah.
Can I see that again?
I thought you wouldn't want to buy the version of that you could stick a whole foot into. I mean, from what I would understand
it looks really, you know, really stretchy. He said
I
it was
upset by the loose socks.
He said it was hard to get off.
Careful.
Granny's feet.
Oh, got
her
it.
Feet were hard. Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, yeah, y'all. The JV Show. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
You guys have a story here. Now, this probably wouldn't make headlines in the Bay Area, but, you know, in some states, this is the top story. A drunk couple crashed into a beehive. So let's listen to some of it.
It happened last night on Patton Spur Road in Laurel County. Police say a car hit a utility pole and bothered a hive of bees nearby. New tonight, Garrett Weimer talks to someone who lives in that area who saw it all happen.
He's going to talk to this guy. What do you think this guy was doing before the reporter came up?
He's probably like
swatting bees.
Yeah, no, he's probably like doing some work like on his truck or something.
Okay, all right.
Well, I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering them and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it.
That's what he was doing? Okay.
He said he was watering his chickens?
Feeding and watering them.
Yeah,
like... Plus playing a video game on my phone.
And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom. I looked back out my door, and an electric pole fell, and the lines were falling.
Oh.
And the geotackers sideways into the fence.
Then the folks inside the car got a big surprise.
And as a guy come out screaming and squalling.
What?
Screaming and squalling.
He was screaming and squalling.
Okay, I like it.
Sure.
Graham, show me squealing and squalling.
Oh, God dang it, there's the bees. There's the bees up there. Bees stop me. I'm a beehive.
That was pretty good. That was good.
About like a chicken with head cut off.
Oh, like that?
I told him he need to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
So I didn't even know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was high.
Oh, my
so
God.
That's what he was automatically thinking in his town. Oh, these guys are high. But no, they, you know, you guys know the story. They hit bees, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Deputies say the couple were under the influence of drugs.
Well, you were right, sir. Hitting bees or not, they of course they were on drugs.
They say they had driven down the road looking for a place to swim.
You're going to love this. So the reporter just told you they were driving down the road looking for a place to swim. And this witness definitely noticed.
That girl in that little bikini.
That girl in that little bikini.
This guy's my favorite.
Now, when I play that girl in the bikini, then Selena, you will follow it up with a wahoo.
Okay.
All right.
That girl in that little bikini.
Wahoo!
All right. Natasha, you ready to try it? Okay, here we go.
That girl in that little bikini.
Wahoo!
Let me show you how to do it.
That girl in that little bikini.
Oh, she's fine.
But everyone around here hopes the two learned a serious lesson.
All right. He's going to ask the guy, do you think they learned a lesson? These people high and hitting the beehive?
Think they learned their lesson?
I'd say, but if I feel like my legs feel, I'd say they're learning.
Okay. Huh? That's the thing.
How come the newscaster doesn't talk like that? Like, is it only certain people that are prone to picking up that?
No, he's from out of state. You got to just take a gig where you can get one. The reporter looks like he's maybe 17. I swear he looks that young. It's his first gig, and his big story is the beehive, and you just got to do this work. He looks like he's from Indiana and had to go down south and cover this thing.
If you want to see what the guy looks like, it's on thejvshow.com.
Okay, you'll see how young he is. If anyone in this room can get this, I'll give you $1 million.
Okay.
I'd say, but if I feel like my legs feel, I'd say they're learning.
Huh? What?
If anybody...
You already messed it up.
It feels like my leg feels. I think they're learning.
Yeah, it was. I think it was something close to that. If anything feels like my leg feels right now, I think they're going to get learning. So that means he must have been stung too.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.